This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 is putting Colorado hospitals, patients, and providers under extraordinary pressure. In Longmont, nurses are speaking out about unsafe conditions and staffing issues during the pandemic. They are looking to form a union. Chris Kloster, a registered nurse for 32 years, says a nearly third of RN staff have left Longmont United Hospital since July.
This isn't sustainable. This kind of staffing, this kind of stress is not sustainable.
The hospital CEO says it remains focused on high quality care and the well-being of patients and staff. The larger crunch is showing up in state data. More than half of hospitals in Colorado say they anticipate staff shortages in the next week, and more than a third expect ICU bed shortages. Snow is in the forecast for this week, but CDOT says it's short a couple hundred highway maintenance workers and plow drivers, especially in rural areas. CPR's Matt Bloom.
The state's transportation department says it's prepared to clear roads even with the staff shortage. Spokesman Jared File says the state's asking staff to work overtime and prioritize plowing busier roads.
We haven't had any issues so far. We are planning, knowing that we have this shortage of folks, so we're kind of trying to be strategic and efficient in how we deploy everybody.
Hiring fairs aren't fixing the issue. One hosted Wednesday was nearly unattended. In response, the department's bumped pay for all positions by 2.5%, and it's now offering a $2,000 bonus in on-the-job training to seasonal workers. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
New express lanes on Interstate 25 north of Colorado Springs are set to open by 8 Friday morning. They are part of the I-25 South Gap project, which spans 18 miles between Castle Rock and Monument. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.